April, we are transformed by God's grace. We receive a new heart, April 1. Our heart, the most precious offering. My son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. Proverbs 23:26. Give to God the most precious offering that it is possible for you to give. Give him your heart. He speaks to you saying, my son, my daughter, give me thine heart. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. For I will cleanse you with my own blood. I will make you members of my family, children of the heavenly King. Take my forgiveness, my peace, which I freely give you. I will clothe you with my own righteousness, the wedding garment, and make you fit for the marriage supper of the Lamb. When clothed in my righteousness through prayer, through watchfulness, through diligent study of my word, you will be able to reach a high standard. You will understand the truth, and your character will be molded by a divine influence. The heart in which Jesus makes his abode will be quickened, purified, guided, and ruled by the Holy Spirit, and the human agent will make strenuous efforts to bring his character into harmony with God. He will avoid everything that is contrary to the revealed will and mind of God. Such a life will be full of comfort, full of satisfaction, because you are bringing heaven into your life, peace into your soul. I would that all the young could understand how precious is the offering of a youthful heart to God, how lovingly the angels guard the steps of God-fearing, God-loving youth. Jesus knows them by name, and their example is helping other youth to do right. The youth who has hidden within the heart and mind a store of God's words, of caution and encouragement, of his precious gifts of promise, from which he can draw at any time, will be a living channel of light.